couple years ago, while taking a writing course, the teacher put some pictures on a table and said, "Pick a picture and write a story." I chose a picture that piqued my interest, and I wrote a story about a little girl right after the Civil War whose name was Melinda. Now, Melinda was a feisty, honest, confused, and inquiring young girl, but she could never understand why life has so many trials. She reaches out to her grandmother, Mama, to direct her on the straight and narrow path, which she has a very difficult time staying on as she weaves her way through life. Now, Mama believes that God's word is for every direction and problem in life and is ready to share its truth with Melinda. The book has its serious sides because of its subject matter, but Melinda has her humorous moments and keeps the narrative at a pace that hopefully piques the interest of every family member. It's an inspirational family book, and it shows through Melinda and her interesting family that we are all in this life together, and God has indeed shed a light onto our path through His written word. And if you want to know all about that, just ask Mama. Now, one of Mama's favorite scriptures is in Psalms, which is chapter 119, verse 105. And what it says is this: "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So with that done, and with the little bit of idea what I've given you of the story is about, let me start the story by telling you that the name of it is My Mom's Rocker, and this is chapter one. Now, my mom had been gone for quite a while, but to me, she still lives in my heart. She had been my guiding light for many years. She lived with us all my life, and when God called her home, the emptiness was almost unbearable. For a long time after she died, I could not even look at her rocker. It looked so forlorn and empty. I sat in it several times, hoping to bring her back, even for just a few moments. But the tears came and they filled my eyes, and I finally just gave up, and I decided to stay out of her room for quite a while. I was able to realize, though, that what I really needed to do was just remember her, and then the thoughts and memories would fill that awful void in my heart and spirit. Now, the reason that the rocker is so important to me is not only because she sat in it many times with me and my siblings on her lap, but because she would tell us stories about her chair when she was young and newly married. She would pull the chair very close to the fire on cold and blustery nights. My Da would build a roaring fire in the fireplace, and this is the one he built especially for her. And once she got too close and the chair got hot from an ember that was regurgitated by the fire, which almost set the brittle weaving of the chair on fire. Her skirt almost caught fire also, and it was only, she declared, the near tragedy was averted by the quick actions of Da. I always saw it as a perfect lesson about safety precautions. Now, I believe that we are to learn from events in our lives and others. But my mom told me that when you get caught up in events, sometimes you don't always use your head about practical things like staying alive. So you can bet that I'm always careful around fireplaces or anything that could cause a fire. I go into her room and I change the wildflowers on her little round table that sits right by the chair. Even with her gone, the simple act keeps her close. I know she loved them, and we have so many around our dwelling. She told me that they were there for beauty's sake, and you know what? I believe her about that. She kept a candle on the table, and she always says, "Keep the matches handy, girls." I learned early to pay close attention to my mama because she seems to know so much. She reminds me all the time that her best teacher has always been the mistake she made, and why should I have to learn the hard way like she did? So, in respect for her, I decided one person should make the major mistakes, and then other people should learn the lesson from them. I always have been happy that I was the latter. But I must be honest, as you read on, you will see that even with such a good teacher, I went through my own school mistakes and hard decisions. So I guess no one in life is exempt from trials and misfortune. So my mom said nothing soothes the soul like a rocker and quiet time meditating on God's word, silently singing a few old hymns to God with melody in your own heart. It's purely and simply a season of peace amidst the hustle and bustle of life. Oh, I have a rocker of my own now, one that was my mom's before Dog got her a new one, which I shall keep as long as I can use it, and then if it's still intact, I shall pass it on to my daughter. I guess some things are just heritage and meaningful beyond words or understanding, but there is a feeling that consoles the heart, unexplainable, but vibrant and certain. Now, there are four children in our family, and each one has had their turn sitting on my mom's lap and being gently consoled by her through each of our heartaches and pain, which have been numerous. Of course, this was before our advancing age and size threatened to throw us backwards on the floor, feet straight up in the air. Well, fortunately, it only happened twice when my mom was younger, but as she got older, we really feared for her bones. We were careful not to sit on her lap after we reached a certain age and size, unless my mom herself asked us to do so, which she did on occasion. We learned at a young age to sit at her feet and allowed her to reach out her lovely hands and place them on our heads and cheeks, and she caressed us and lovingly gave us her personal blessings as she prayed. As she grew older, age really became her. She was so very beautiful, and her hair became so soft and white. She always wore her hair in a bun, neat and tidy, so that she was prepared in any emergency, because she was never prideful about her general appearance, but put more energy into who she was instead of how she appeared to others. But there came the day that she allowed me to trim her long hair. And guess what? When I cut it, it fell into soft white swirls of soft corn silk curls. And it just made me think that maybe it was happy to be set free of its weight and burden of being in a bun all the time. Now, my mom's eyes became dim in time, and her already small body seemed to fold into itself. She looked so frail, but she continued to rock with her handmade afghan spread across her knees. Well, one day, when she was taking her nap, as she often did, she tilted her head back, and as she drifted off to sleep, she met her savior face to face, and she now lives in the house he prepared especially for her. I like to think of her full of glory and grace, living in that beautiful home with God. But I also like to think that she has a fireplace, a rocking chair, a small round table with wildflowers on it, and yes, a candle. Now, I have to admit, I also wonder how many children sit on her knees and are now being rocked by her. Bunches, I bet.